This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. We've been hanging out a lot at our home near the banks of the Oahlote, not getting out into the desert or the nearby hills or mountains. Just the way things are going for us right now, us being Ms. Mosquito and me. But listen, like you, we're baking in summer heat and waiting for summer monsoon. And I don't really want to be baked. I want to be gently steamed. I want to use the word monsoonal. I want to use it in a sentence or two or three. Oh, it's feeling monsoonal. Look at those billowy clouds. They're very monsoonal. This humidity is so monsoonal. Like that, right? I could use a puddle or two. A puddle would be monsoonal. Add some mating toads and a puddle would be very monsoonal. Well, there's still time for summer monsoon, I think, we think. Oh, I got to tell you this. One day while escaping the summer bake job, I was reading a book on our couch, a book I'd already read. Some books I like to reread, and this was an old Tony Hillerman mystery. I noticed as I read some of the pages were stained with brownish splotches, and I remembered that I stick plant parts in books. Books make great plant presses, especially when we're camping, you know, or I'm hunting. I use a book as a plant press. So in this book, I get to page 109 of this mystery, and there is a pressed seed head of Apache plume. What? I turned to the front of the book, published in 1990. Summer of 1990, the Mosquitos camped in New Mexico. We traveled from our place northwest of Tucson to the Gila National Forest in New Mexico. So over to Glenwood, up to Mogollon, beyond into the coniferous forest. We must have gotten that seed coming or going up and down those mountains, right? Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Sarah, Katie, Ms. Mosquito, and me camping in the Gila in 1990. Shoot. I want to cry. Okay, I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to tell you, Apache plume is Fuligia paradoxa, genus species. Fuligia is a big old shrub in the rose family. I love the rose family, Rosaceae. In elevation around us, it ranges from 3,500 feet to 7,500 feet in elevation. I said that. Up to 8,000 feet, I think. We must have stopped, you know, to grab that seed head. I can imagine Katie and Sarah groaning from the back seat as I pull over to get that seed head. This big old shrub means 6 feet by 6 feet. Sometimes in thickets of Fuligia. On this plant, there are beautiful white flowers, 5 petals, white flowers in clusters. The female flowers create plumose seed heads. Oh my, plumose squared, pinkish colored plumose seed heads. Glorious pinkish colored plumose seed heads. The common name Apache plume is referring, the plume part's referring to those glorious pinkish colored pink seed heads or whatever. I'm telling you, the Apache part refers to the indigenous people whose land, whose vast territory we stole from them. Anyway, okay. Anyway, lots of times you'll see these beautiful white flowers and the seed heads on the plant at the same time on this 6 by 6 foot shrub. Fuligia, the genus, honors the Italian botanist. He was an abbot at a monastery in Tuscany. Virgilio, is that right? Yeah, Virgilio Fuligi. There's a botanist of the 1600s. The genus Paradoxa is from the Greek. That means, that's incredible. I didn't expect to see that. And it can also mean marvelous. And it was marvelous to find this pressed seed head in a book I was reading during a Mosquito family camping trip, 1990, in the Gila National Forest of New Mexico. Boy, we sure got out back then. Yeah, we did. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.